This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Maseches Nedarim, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says there's a neder within a neder. There's no shvua within a shvua. What is that referring to? You can trigger two periods of Nazirus, but you can't trigger two prohibitions on shvua. If you say you swear you're not going to eat this, you swear you're not going to eat this, and you eat it, you're only chayiv once. But you could trigger two periods of Nazirus. If you say Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir, then you could trigger two periods of Nazirus. We had a machlokes, Rav Huna and Shmuel. Rav Huna said you could only trigger two periods of Nazirus if you say Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Lamachar. When you say Hareini Nazir Hayoim, you trigger 30 days. When you say Hareini Nazir Lamachar, then you're extending the Nazirus one day past the first period of 30 days. Once the Nazirus is Chal, and one day it's Chal. Once it's Chal on day 31, it's Chal for a full 30 days. However, Shmuel is of the opinion, even if you say Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Hayoim, both Naziruses are Chal. The Gemara asked on Rav Huna that why would the Mishnah then have to say there's no Shua B'Tech Shua? It should clarify that not Nazirus doesn't always work B'Tech Nazirus. That it's not always true Yesh Neder B'Tech Neder. So Gemara said Kasha. Fine, we're up to Tanan. That's the machloikis between Rav Huna and Shmuel. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Yesh Neder B'Tech Neder V'Ein Shua B'Tech Shua. There's a neder within a neder. There's no shua within a shua. Hechi dami. What are we talking about? Ilema da amar hareini nazir hayom hareini nazir lamachar. If the case is, behold, I am a nazir today. Behold, I am a nazir tomorrow. Which is the way Rav Huna understands the Mishnah. So then let's contrast the shua case. The chavasei gabe shua. Then similarly, by shua. Let's say the guy says, Shaloi oichel te'enim, I take an oath I'm not going to eat figs. But the second oath can't be I'm not going to eat figs. That's not similar to Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Lamachar. Shaloi oichel te'enim, v'chazar v'amar shvua shaloi oichel anavim. If he swore I'm not going to eat figs, then he swore I'm not going to eat grapes. That would be the parallel case. But then the question is, why would that not chal? Why would one shvua not be chal on the other? It's a totally different shvua. Just because you swore on one type of food, on figs, why does that preclude you making a shvua on grapes? So what's the case? What would the case be where one oath is not chal on another oath? For example, if the guy says, shvua shaloi oichal te'enim, an oath that I'm not going to eat figs. The chazar v'amar, and then he repeated that. In other words, he then went ahead and said, "Shvua shloi oichal te'inim." I'm not going to eat figs. The case would have to be, I'm not going to eat grapes. I'm not going to eat figs. But I'm not going to eat figs. I'm not going to eat figs. And that's why it's not chal. So the chavasei gabe naziros hechidami. What would the case be by naziros that is chal? The amar hareini nazir hayom hareini nazir hayom. And it says yesh neder b'tach neder b'ketani yesh neder b'tach neder. So that's a kash on Rav Huna. Meaning, what's the case of shvua? Because shvua will shed light on the case of neder. If the case of shvua is you made a shvua on one thing and then on another thing, it should be chal. Must be the case of shvua is I swear I'm not going to eat cholent, then I swear I'm not going to eat cholent. And then it's not chal. Well, if that's the case, so then the chavasa, similar to that by nedarim, it has to be where you say hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir hayom, and it is chal, it's a kashan Rav Huna. Amar lecha Rav Huna, Rav Huna will say to you, mas nisin da'am hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir lamachar. The case of the Mishnah is, a person says, behold, I'm a nazir today, and then he says, behold, I'm a nazir tomorrow. I, the parallel case, Echvasei Gabei Shua, similarly by Shua, the Amar Shaloi Oichal Te'enim, where he says, I'm not going to eat figs, the Chazar V'Amar Shua Shaloi Oichal Te'enim Ve'anovim, and then he says, I'm not going to eat figs and grapes. So there, even though you're adding the grapes, but he also said, first he said, I'm not going to eat figs, and then he said, I'm not going to eat figs and grapes. So therefore, dolei chayla, it's not chal. So it is parallel. When you say, I'm not going to eat figs, and then you say, I'm not going to eat figs and grapes, since it's not chal on the figs, it's not chal on the grapes. However, by nazirus, when you say, hareini nazir, hareini nazir, it is chal. Why is it chal? Because it's chal on day 31, and once it's chal on day 31, it's chal on the rest of the time. Now, the question would be, why would this be so? You know, why would it be chal by nedar, by naziros, and not be chal by shvua? But it's not a kasha on Rav Huna anymore, because the case of the Mishnah is not hareini, I'm not going to eat figs, I'm not going to eat figs, but hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir hayom would work. The case is parallel. The case of Shavua, which is not chal, is shaloi oichal te'enim, and then he says shaloi oichal te'enim ve'anavim. So that's not chal. But hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir lamachar, that is chal. Frakti Gemara, wait a second. But it's not so pashut to say that the case of the Mishnah is shaloi oichal te'enim and shaloi oichal te'enim va'anavim, because there are those who say that it is chal. I va'amar Rabbah, Rabbah said, shua shal oichal te'enim, somebody swore he's not going to eat figs. V'chazar amar shua shal oichal te'enim va'anavim. V'achal te'enim, if he eats te'enim, v'hifrish carbon, and then after he's mafresh a karban, the chazar v'achal anavim, if let's say, okay, so he ate figs, and then he was mafresh a karban, the chazar v'achal anavim, and then he ate grapes, so then he's not chayev for violating the second shvua. Why not? Because the second shvua is he's not going to eat figs and grapes. And by offering the shvua, he's already done with having eaten figs. So when he ate the grapes, he didn't eat figs and grapes. He only ate grapes. So then, v'chazar v'achal anavim, havilu anavim chatzi shir. By eating the grapes, he's only violated half a shir. Ve'in mavin karban al chatzi shir. You don't bring a karban for chatzi shir. You don't bring a karban for chatzi shir. Alma, what do we see from here? Heicha da amar shvua shaloi oichal te'enim, the chazar va amar shvua shaloi oichal te'enim v'anavim. We see that, let's say he would not have brought the carbon. That means if he would have just said, I swear I'm not going to eat figs, and then he said, I swear I'm not going to eat figs and grapes, migu dechal shvua anavim, since it's chal on the grapes, chal anami ateinim, it's chal on the figs. So, how could Rav Huna interpret the Mishnah? That the case in the Seifa is Shua Shaloi Oichal Te'enim, and then Shua Shaloi Oichal Te'enim Va'anavim, and say the Mishnah holds it's not Chal, but we know Rabbah holds it is Chal in that case. So that can't be the case of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, that's very nice. Rabbah holds it's Chal. Good for Rabbah. Rav Huna holds it's not Chal. Rav Huna Loi Sfir Lei K'Rabbah. Rav Huna does not hold of Rabbah. Rav Huna does not agree to Rabbah. Okay, let's see the Ran. Tanan yesh neder b'toich neder. About 10 lines from the top. Hechi dami I lema da amar hareini nazir hayom hareini nazir lamachar. If he says we hold him another today, we hold him another tomorrow. Udik kavasei gabi shvua. Similarly, by Shua, Amar Shua Shla Echal Te'enim, V'chazar Amar Shua Shla Echal Anavim, Amai Lo Echal Shua Al Shua, why would it not be Chal? Then the Ran all the way on the bottom, three lines in the bottom, Ela Pshita da Amar, Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Hayoim. That's the case, and that case must be chal. Tiyuf derafuna kolaymer chayli shtei nazirois. Kihai gavna must be two nazirois are chal in this situation. Di iloi, because if not, my also la shnia. Okay. Well, this is going on the Gemara later. Yeah. What do you say? Yeah. Okay. Right. Fine. So the Gemara continues.
Why bring the carbon on the first? Why is isn't that? Why is that not
happy share? I'm sorry.
Why did he bring a carbon on the first? Why is that not happy?
No, because the first shvuah was I'm not going to eat figs, so he ate figs. Right. Okay, good. So Meisei. Nisha Nazar Shtei Naziros. If somebody made two Nazirosas, what does that mean? We'll have to see, I guess. Mana Esri Shaina. So he counts 30 days. V'hivrish Karban. And he's Mafrish a Karban. V'nishal Aleha. And he then removes the first Naziras. He goes to a Chacham and he's Shoyal Hatara and he gets Hatara before he is Makar of the Karban. So then also La Shnia Barishaina. The second Naziras was already considered Niskayim by the first 30 days because the period of the first 30 days was not necessary for him to have kept because he was Shoyal on it. He already asked the Chacham. Now I'm wondering, what was his heter? If I would have known that how hard it was, he did it already. What Chacham, like, what was the heter of the Chacham? Like, what was the loophole that the Chacham got him out of it? But anyway, he was shoyal to a Chacham. So we say that the observance of the second one is counted by him having counted the first 30 days, meaning the second acceptance of Naziros was already fulfilled. So Gemara says, what's the case? Hechidam. Ilayim into Amar Hareini Nazir Hayom Hareini Nazir Lamachar. If he said Hareini Nazir Hayom Hareini Nazir Lamachar, then why in the world could we count the second Naziros in the first 30 days? But the second Naziros started on day 2, so still has another day to go. Amai also Shnia Barishayna. Ha'ika Yomen Yisera. There's still another day. Elab Shita. It's rather obvious. Amar Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Hayoim. And we see that it's Chal. Utiyufta Ravuna. It is a Tiyufta to Ravuna. Says Gemara, no. Loi. Loilam Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Machar. Umay also, Loi. Why does it, what does it mean it counts? It means 29 of the days counts. He still Taka has to do one more day. Levad Meyahu Yom Yisar, besides that extra day. Inami, or a different story. If you say Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Hayoim, it's Taka, the second one is in Chal. But if you're Mekabel, two Naziros, Bavas Achas, then even Rav Huna would say it's Chal. Kagon Shekibel, Shtei Naziros, Bavas Achas. It's talking about where he accepted two Naziros simultaneously. Let's see three of the Ran, three lines on the bottom. Ela Pshita, Dama, Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Hayoim, V'tivta Rav Huna, Kolaymer, Chayli, Shtei Naziros, Ki Hagavna. The two Naziros is Chal in such a case. Diloi, because otherwise, my also La Shnei Barishon, well, you mean you fulfilled the second one, the second one's not Chal. You can't say you fulfilled the second one by observing the first 30 days if the second one is in Chal. Clearly, the second one is Chal. Okay, that's Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, I'm very glad we were able to do this now. And next week, Be'ezos Hashem, we'll see. Hopefully it could be a regular schedule, although there are a lot of weddings next week. Okay, Hatzlach Rab, everyone. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.